Iku sawijining dina srengenge.
It is a sunny day.
Keluarga mlaku menyang pantai.
The family goes to the beach.
Dheweke seneng.
They are happy.
Srengenge iku panas.
The sun is hot.
Dheweke bangun benteng pasir.
They build sand castles.
Pasir iku alus.
The sand is soft.
Dheweke nglangi ing segara.
They swim in the sea.
Samai iki adem.
The water is cool.
Dheweke main nganggo bal.
They play with a ball.
Bocah-bocah iku ngguyu lan mlayu.
The kids laugh and run.
Dheweke duwe piknik.
They have a picnic.
Hidangan enak.
The food is delicious.
Dheweke nonton sang surya surup.
They watch the sunset.
Dinahe rampung.
The day ends.
Dheweke krasa kesel nanging seneng.
They feel tired but happy.
Dheweke ngomong babagan dina.
They talk about the day.
Iku minangka dina apik.
It was a great day.
Kanca paling apikku diarani Sam.
My best friend is named Sam.
Dhewek tresno main basket.
He loves to play basketball.
Kita menyang taman saben setu.
We go to the park every Saturday.
Ing taman, kita dolanan bebarengan.
At the park, we play together.
Kita duwe akeh kesenengan.
We have a lot of fun.
Dheweke seneng video game uga.
He enjoys video games too.
Kita asring dolanan bareng ing omah.
We often play together at home.
Kita sok sapisan nonton film.
We sometimes watch movies.
Film favoritku aku yaiku Spider-Man.
My favorite movie is Spider-Man.
Sam mikir yen iku apik.
Sam thinks it is great.
Kita uga tresno lunga camping.
We also love to go camping.
Camping minangka cara sing nyenengke kanggo ana ing njaba.
Camping is a fun way to be outside.
Aku seneng duwe kanca paling apik.
I am happy to have a best friend.
Anna pengen nemu apartemen anyar ing kutha.
Anna wanted to find a new apartment in the city.
Dheweke ndeleng online kanggo pilihan sing beda-beda.
She looked online for different options.
Sawijining duit overpriced lan liyane cilik.
Some were too expensive and others were small.
Anna mutus ngunjuk sawetara panggonan kanggo ndeleng mau.
Anna decided to visit a few places to see them.
Apartemen kapisan kuwi apik nanging adoh banget saka pakaryan.
The first apartment was nice but too far from work.
Papan kaping loro duwe rega luwih becik lan lokasi.
The second place had a better price and location.
Anna rumangsa seneng nanging isih ora yakin babagan keputusane.
Anna felt happy but still uncertain about her decision.
Dino wis buffer, lan dheweke terus nggoleki panggonan kang bener.
Days passed and she kept searching for the right place.
Pungkasan, dheweke nemokake siji sing dikepingini.
Finally, she found one that she loved.
Iku sampurna kanggo kebutuhan lan anggaran.
It was perfect for her needs and budget.
Anna nandatake kontrak lanjutan lan ngrasakno lega.
Anna signed the lease and felt relieved.
Saiki, dheweke pungkasan bisa santai lan nikmati omah anyare.
Now, she could finally relax and enjoy her new home.
Globalisasi wis ngowahi cara bisnis mlaku ing saindenging jagat.
Globalization has changed the way businesses operate worldwide.
Ing akeh negara, pasar lokal dipengaruhi kanthi signifikan.
In many countries, local markets are influenced significantly.
Contone, ing India, akeh usaha cilik sing berjuang kanggo saingan.
For example, in India, many small businesses struggle to compete.
Perusahaan gedhe asring nguasani pasar.
Larger corporations often dominate the market.
Dominasi iki bisa nuntun menyang penutupan toko lokal.
This dominance can lead to the closure of local shops.
In contrast, globalisasi uga bisa nyediakake kesempatan.
In contrast, globalization can also provide opportunities.
Contone, pengrajin lokal bisa ngedol produk-produk kanthi online.
For instance, local artisans can sell their products online.
Akses iki ngijini dheweke kanggo nggayuh pamirsa global.
This access allows them to reach a global audience.
Nanging, tantangan isih ono kanggo akeh perusahaan cilik.
Nevertheless, challenges remain for many small companies.
Dheweke asring kurang sumber daya kanggo bersaing kanthi efektif.
They often lack the resources to compete effectively.
Ing kesimpulan, globalisasi mengaruhi pasar lokal kanthi macam-macam cara.
In conclusion, globalization impacts local markets in various ways.
Figur publik nglayani minangka kaca sing reflekt nilai lan aspirasi masyarakat.
Public figures serve as mirrors reflecting societal values and aspirations.
Pikiranane bentuk diskusi umum lan bisa nyebabake owah-owahan penting ing norma-norma sosial.
Their opinions shape public discourse and can lead to significant changes in societal norms.
Ing taun-taun pungkasan, kita wis ndeleng tokoh-tokoh umum sing kagandeng karo kontroversi sing wis ngetutake kredibilitas.
In recent years, we have witnessed public figures embroiled in controversies that have challenged their credibility.
Kejadian-kejadian iki mbukak keseimbangan ringkih sing ono antarane pendapat pribadi lan persepsi umum.
These incidents reveal the fragile balance that exists between personal opinion and public perception.
Mulane, tokoh publik duni pengaruh sing cukup kanggo kepercayaan lan sikap audin.
Hence, public figures wield a considerable influence over their audiences' beliefs and attitudes.
Pernyataan bisa ngunduh reaksi sing kuat, asring nyalakan debat sing semangat ing platform media sosial.
Their statements can evoke strong reactions, often igniting passionate debates across social media platforms.
Mula-mula, sawetara tokoh publik ngalami reaksi nalika pandangane bertentangan karo sentimen publik sing dominan.
Consequently, some public figures experience backlash when their views contradict prevailing public sentiment.
Pengaruh media sosial nambahake dinamika iki kanthi amplifikasi swara individu.
The influence of social media exacerbates this dynamic by amplifying individual voices.
Ing wajah saka dissent, iku penting kanggo tokoh umum kanggo navigasi peran-peran kanthi ati-ati lan keaslian.
In the face of dissent, it's crucial for public figures to navigate their roles with care and authenticity.
Pungkasan, pengaruh bisa ngliwati wates lan kobong sawijining tindakan kolektif kanggo owah-owahan sosial.
Ultimately, their impact can transcend boundaries and ignite collective action for social change.
Ing lanskap sing cepet ngrembaka olahraga, klub bal-balan nemokake awake dhewe ing sawijining persimpangan penting.
In the rapidly evolving landscape of sports, football clubs find themselves at a pivotal junction.
Globalisasi wis nambah kompetisi, meksa klub-klub kanggo nampa strategi finansial inovatif.
Globalization has intensified the competition, compelling clubs to adopt innovative financial strategies.
Arus kekayaan saka investor internasional wis nguwahi kerangka operasional saka akeh klub.
The influx of wealth from international investors has transformed the operational framework of many clubs.
Fenomena iki ora mung nguwahi lanskap kompetisi, nanging uga nguwahi keterlibatan penggemar.
This phenomenon not only alters the competitive landscape but also reshapes fan engagement.
Karo klub-klub sing upaya kanggo maksimalake jangkauan global, tradisi lokal bisa nganti ora asring ngandang sengsara.
With clubs seeking to maximize their global reach, local traditions may sometimes suffer.
Nanging, klub-klub berusaha kanggo njogo keseimbangan antara kepentingan komersial lan para pendukung sing setia.
Nevertheless, clubs strive to maintain a balance between commercial interests and their dedicated supporters.
Nalika platform digital berkembang, klub-klub diberikan kesempatan yang belum pernah ada kanggo melibatkan para penggemar secara global.
As digital platforms flourish, clubs are presented with unprecedented opportunities to engage fans globally.
Media sosial minangka pedang bermata ganda ing persamaan iki.
Social media serves as a double-edged sword in this equation.
Nalika iku ngembangake sambungan, iku uga bisa nambah ketidakpuasan lan polaritas antarane penggemar.
While it fosters connections, it can also amplify dissent and polarization among fan bases.
Mula, navigasi dualitas rumit iki mbutuhake manajemen pinter lan pangerten jero babagan nuansa budaya.
Thus, navigating this intricate duality requires astute management and a profound understanding of cultural nuances.
Mung wektu bakal ngandani carane efektif klub bisa nyetel menyang transformasi iki.
Only time will tell how effectively clubs can adapt to these transformations.